The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 528. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
What's up?
All right, guys, we're back with another one. We'll see if Brett joins us like he did a little surprise last time, but we got a lot of questions tonight, so we're just gonna go right into it. You guys are very curious about the Switch. We did get two non-Switch questions, so I'm just gonna put those on the back burner, leftover questions, because they're also kind of like evergreen, so we could ask them later on. But yeah, there's so many Switch questions, let's just get to those tonight, you know. Starting off here, we got Mr. Black Mage. Question is, will the price of the Nintendo Switch 2 games put off non-hardcore Nintendo fans or parents looking to upgrade from the Switch?
Yes. We've already seen that now. I mean, local news, I don't know if you've heard, but regular local news, this made big news. You just tune in and they're like, oh, did you hear new Nintendo Switch? Oh, yeah, what's going on, Jimmy? And it's like, oh, well, they announced the price, but the games are some like $80. You know, and then so they start talking to people and would you pay? I would never pay $80 for a game, you know, so it's already spreading. I mean, people, that just seems like such a big number, you know, it's so compared to just what people think when they would go up and say, yeah, how much you think a Nintendo game or a video game? I don't know, 40, 50. They're already behind on that. So it's been a while since we've seen those numbers. But yeah, 80. So no doubt. It definitely has. Think about it. If they try to put that on a billboard or in a magazine or just kind of an ad, just say they're saying 80. So what, $79.99? That's just seems too big for the casuals that are not really into it.
Yeah, it's not even just the casuals. Again, anecdotal experience, but if you saw the live stream of both of their tree houses, the comments, it was just drop the price. It became a meme. It's a meme already. Mm-hmm. Drop the price. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see, but I think right now from what we're seeing, yeah, this is going to affect sales. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't understand what is the. I mean, I guess we could start, you know, saying, you know, current meaning the tariffs and stuff that they're attempting through that with their pricing. But at the same time, it's like realize it.
Well, that's what we thought, and then the next day they announced with the official statement and an email that got sent out confirming that, hey, listen, we just saw what happened with the tariffs. Prices will probably go up from what we announced the day before, which is why they put the pre-orders on sale. So if we were bitching about the price of $5,500, that's going to go up, and probably the games.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they're holding back pre-orders to assess the tariff situation, you know? So we'll see what that means.
And then the other thing is this, okay, so from what this thing be putting out, it probably is weaker than a Steam Deck, right? Or about on par with it.
Well, that's weaker.
Yeah.
You guys seen the Cyberpunk stuff? Did you see any of that, the comparison? Because they were talking about, oh, with Cyberpunk on the Switch 2.
I'm hearing conflicting reports. Some people are saying it runs great. Some people are saying it runs like ass. So I don't know.
You can run it. But on the Steam Deck, you can get Cyberpunk running at 60 FPS. And you can see the performance charts. And that's in handheld. Because apparently all these games, you know, what they're saying from people that had hands-on experience, don't perform well in handheld. This for Switch 2. It has to be docked if you want to get those good numbers. Everything
okay.
is docked.
Maybe that's docked, why docked, that's docked. A source of the conflicting reports then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I've heard some people say that Cyberpunk runs really well. But then again, one of our guys on Tom's guide, he's like, yo, this is looking rough, you know?
Yeah. And that's what they were saying. It was like, well, if you play it on Steam Deck in handheld mode, you're looking at 60 FPS. But you can't get that on the Switch 2. If you want to get anywhere near that, you have to have it docked.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we all agree the pricing is gonna. It's not just gonna affect not even Nintendo fans. Are like, bro, again, I've never seen this before where Nintendo fans are just unanimously like crying out against Nintendo. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy.
There's a precedent for it too. It's not just the system that's overpriced, but even if that's not a point of contention for people, it's the games.
It's the games, yeah.
You have two problems, right? And then people are seeing. I mean, IGN did that breakdown as a joke, but they were serious at the same time. That if you accessorize your initial purchase, you're looking at a grand, right, out of pocket. That's before they reassess the for the tariff stuff, and which is ridiculous, by the way, because they should have had some kind of budgetary buffer in there when they made the initial price. So even if they said, okay, 5 months out, we're moving, or probably a year out, they moved their, you know, cartridge production to Vietnam, right? Oh, they don't have tariffs. Okay, but you didn't know what was going to happen. So you had to have some kind of budgetary gap to know that your price accounted for if there was going to be a tariff issue. So you can't tell me like, oh, it's a shock, we have to stop everything and reassess our prices, because if you make them higher, you're dead in the water. Your sales will be deader than the 3DS launch, guaranteed. And they have to course correct in the other direction. If they go in the opposite direction where everybody wants, and they go, well, we have to blame tariffs. And then what happens if Vietnam capitulates and then they don't do reciprocal tariffs anymore?
Yeah.
What if their tariffs go to zero?
Which is what's happening. Like, yeah.
Which is what's happening right now. What are they going to say?
Yeah. So maybe that's why they haven't fully said we are going to raise the price. They said we're going to wait and see. But yeah, again, Vietnam already capitulated. So, you know.
Wait, have they released the price yet, Nintendo, officially?
Yeah, $449 for the system. And also,
Nintendo say this?
Nintendo? Let's look it up, because I thought it was Nintendo.
Yeah, they sent the email out saying that it was $450. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they and
$500. You know, Adam got the email. You know,
we got the emails. Rich got it. Rich got it. We got the emails. $500, you get the Mario Kart World. And then we see people in the arguments and the chats like, oh, you see, well, who would ever buy the 450? It's like, well, the people that would get, that want to get the 500, because, you know, the game is 80 separate. Like, well, no one's going to
save $30. You save $30.
But if the bundle's sold out and you're there at the store or you're on the website and they're like, hey, you can't get that bundle. You have to get just the standard and then buy the game separate. And if that's the only game you want to get with it, then there you go. You're going to be paying that $80.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, the bundle, it's not really a bundle, right? You're getting a digital code for a game.
Yeah.
Why, if you want to make it a real bundle and it comes with a Mario Kart game, why aren't wheels included? Why aren't straps included? Why wouldn't you actually bundle things that you would need for the game for people to play it? You need at least two wheels and whatever. No, because they want you to pay for it separate. It's not a bundle at all.
No, you're right about that. Hey, Chris, have you heard that apparently $90 games was a mistake? It's actually just $80 all the way through for physical and digital.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what Dumeka was telling me. I haven't seen this verified, but I kind of trust him, you know. He's Mr. Nintendo. But I do need to see verification for that, because, again, every website, including my website, reported $80 digital, $90 physical. That's what we all heard. But he says...
And wasn't that in the direct?
No, they didn't talk about pricing. No pricing in the direct.
That's why I was questioning the console prices, because...
Oh, no, it was the email.
Yeah. It was after the fact that we learned about the pricing, Carlos, in the emails, you know. But yeah, I if somebody can look it up, $80 for games all like just across the board. So that would be $10 more than what the competition is, you know, because $70 games are a thing now, you know. I know, Manny, I know. Oh, man. All right. Next up here, another one from Mr. Black Mage. What do you think of the Switch 2's launch lineup compared to the Switch 1? Was there any title that could get you to buy the system? You know what? For fun, let's go down the announced games. And this will include Switch 1 games, so just bear with me. They announced this shit. Mario Kart World, obviously. The two Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild games. Nintendo GameCube Classics. Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour, which you have to buy. Deltarune Chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. Split Fiction. Cyberpunk. Street Fighter 6, Kunitsugami, Sid Meier's Civilization 7, Hogwarts Legacy, Bravely Default, Yakuza 0, Fortnite, Fast Fusion, Hitman, Nobunaga's Ambition, Survival Kids, Rune Factory, Arcade Archives 2, Ridge Racer, and Puyo Puyo Tetris. You already see the problem with this, right? There's a lot of games here that you could buy elsewhere.
Or you could have bought 25 years ago.
Yeah. By the way, those Nintendo Cube classics were Wind Waker, which you could buy on Switch, I believe, and Soul Calibur 2 with Link.
You can buy the remaster of that one.
Yeah, so those are all the launch games. I don't remember what the launch games were for Switch 1. I just remember Breath of the Wild was there. So I don't know. This seems like it's a lot of games you can just buy right now and for a lot cheaper. That's what it seems like to me. Like, out of all of these, like, Mario Kart's like the only big game at launch. I know there's other games coming, like Donkey Kong. That's not coming out until like a few days later.
But that's not a launch game. It's not a launch game,
yeah. There's the wheelchair game that's coming out later, I believe. Yeah, it's a bunch of fucking games you can buy right now. Looking pretty bad, in my opinion. Looking pretty bad, you know, unless Nintendo fans didn't play these games somehow.
Parallels the Wii U launch.
Yeah.
I mean, this really is paralleling the Wii U launch. It's like one major first-party title and a whole bunch of ports, third-party ports. I remember the Wii U, what was it? Like, they got Arkham Asylum remastered.
Yes,
something.
Right, yeah.
Like, they got, like leftovers. Like, they were already years old by that point.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3, I think they got. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah. All right, so, yeah, I don't know. It's looking weak. That's my opinion. Launch lineup's looking pretty weak. All right, another question here for so shout out to Ace Ali. He sponsored two of Black Mage's other questions. So this next one is, with Switch 2 costing $450 and Nintendo's plans to thwart scalpers, will there be enough units available at launch? Will Nintendo do its artificial scarcity tactics? Will folks need assistance from Fergus Mills to buy a console?
Yeah.
Very pertinent question.
Yes and yes.
Oh, that's a true fan right there, man. Chris, what are your thoughts on this? Like, can Nintendo's plans to thwart scalpers, which is, you know, you have to, like, have owned a system, and apparently they plan to just flood the market with consoles and shit?
Well, I have yet to see them ever flood the market. I think they're going to do the artificial scarcity. And here's the problem. Like, they're doing the pre-orders, but you also have pre-orders through Best Buy and Walmart and Target and all these other places. They don't have a good system to stop scalpers from buying up them. So Nintendo could do whatever they want. I think the system they have set up is way too restrictive, and it actually hurts new buyers. You want new customers, right? So if your kid just turned 8 and you're going to get him a Switch 2, what are you supposed to do? You won't have enough time to make a Switch Online account, make a Nintendo account, play enough hours to qualify to even pre-order the system. It's ridiculous. It should have been something like how they did Steam Deck. If you had a Steam account, I think for three months, and you had some games purchased, then you were good, right? That's fine, because then it prevents scalper bots from creating a batch of accounts and purchase, and, you know, making mass purchases. That's what that prevents. Nintendo went in completely like past that, to where you are now hurting new customers. A kid who wants his first system to be the Switch, you cannot pre-order from. He'll have to go to Walmart and Target like everybody else, and they don't have good systems to prevent scalpers, so you run into this.
Yeah, and then the other thing, we talked about this on a Thursday show, it's like, if people are complaining about the price of the console, then if scalpers buy them and try to sell for like $1,000, then no one's going to buy that shit. I don't think it's going to be a demanded system. You know, the way, like, you know, the Switch 1 was. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think any of this is going to work.
And I don't think normies either are going to buy this system at that price to play old games, right? The only new game in there. If you're not a Mario Kart guy, what are you buying this system for?
Yeah.
At launch?
No, hell no.
Again, and we talked about it before, with the pricing at where it's at, and if you are, let's say, potentially getting new customers, new kids into, if this is a first console, they're probably going to go for a PlayStation, because that's what all their friends are playing, and with the multiplayer and all that.
It costs the same.
That's what I'm saying. It's so close. Before, it wasn't like that. Before, it was like, well, the cheapest console to get right there was Switch, compared to before, right? That was cheap, $299, sometimes even. But when you start saying, oh, we're up there with the other consoles, well, then now you're changing everything. So now I'm going to know which one do they think the kids are really going to want long term. And then they'll be like, well, I'll just,
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree.
Oh,
but at this point, I don't know. So a kid that really wanted a PlayStation, I doubt that they haven't gotten it already. At least for someone that's like a serious group of the market, I feel like most of the sales, at least for the first year or so or 2 years for the Switch 2, is just mostly based on hype. Whatever hype they can garner, whether it's through their launch lineup or lack thereof, or their artificial scarcity or whatever they do to advertise this, that's what's going to drive the sales for the
what's
system.
For kids?
There isn't going to be a decision.
Carlos, what's for the kids? But that's nothing. What I'm saying. Why would a kid want this then? If there's nothing appealing that they can't
if their favorite influencer wants it, then they're going to want it. That's how indoctrination works.
Fortnite. That's Fortnite.
Yeah, but is that the place to play Fortnite? Right?
Yeah,
for kids,
well,
it's PC.
That's what I'm saying. They would already have access to it.
That's the point.
That's the point. There's nothing that they're showing that's relevant to kids today. Whether it's the Mario Kart, they don't care. You know, or all these old games that we already discussed that are already on other platforms, they don't care. They're already out there. So if you're under that logic, they already have a PlayStation, then they already have all these games for the Switch. The Switch 2,
I don't care. To be honest, I think other than probably you and Chris, I think everyone else, it's really hard for us to garner what the hell we'll sell to kids. Because, Nintendo, the Switch, it was the biggest success in probably Nintendo history. And we're still not sure how the hell that was even appealing. So,
But the Wii was also vastly successful.
Yo, Carlos, I'll pull it back a little bit. I'll pull it back a bit. I'll take kids out of the equation. If you're a regular gamer that somehow doesn't have a PS5, why get the Switch 2 over the PS5 when they're the same price?
Well, if they want a portable console, then that would be it. If they want to play Animal Crossing or Legend of Zelda or Mario Kart, then that's where the exclusive stuff comes in, because they're the only ones that have actual exclusives at this point.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fair. Actually, I don't know if you guys saw that report. Apparently, the PS5, bro, only has 13 exclusives, man. 13!
I saw that. 13.
You know?
The PS2 like in the hundreds?
Yeah,
right?
I'll look it up. But so, Carlos, that's a good point. It actually does have more exclusives, you know? Even if it is underpowered. But then again, go ahead.
It's like
Go ahead, Adam.
I was just going to say, it's like whenever my son has his friends come over, I always ask them, you know, because they're hanging out. And so I was like, what games do you play? What are you playing? Because this is that way I can just gauge, like, what else are they doing this generation? You play any Mario games? Nah, I don't play that. All right, what do you play? They play Fortnite. They play a lot of Minecraft. That's still very popular. Roblox, very popular one. Some of his friends come over. They have their Switch, but their Switch is to play, you know, Minecraft and stuff. That's what they use it for. So they're not even into those type of IPs. I think he has two friends that were into Zelda Breath of the Wild. They finished it. They didn't even bother with the second one. Don't know why. You know. And then my son, he liked Breath of the Wild. Jumped in the second one. Didn't really like it. Went back to Breath of the Wild. Then he stopped. And then now he doesn't play anything on it. So, but I'm always trying to find out, because I'm trying to just figure out, is Mario still relevant? And Zelda, is that relevant for the younger generation? We know it is for our people because of the nostalgia and all that. But is it appealing to that generation? And
I wouldn't know. You would know more than me.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to figure it out. And it's really to make it today.
I'll say from my small, my small sample with Olivia looking at the direct while I was watching it, she didn't really care about Mario Kart. The only thing she cared about was Donkey Kong. She saw it, and that isn't a launch game.
Yeah.
So there was only one thing. She was like, "Oh, I want to play Donkey Kong." That was it. But going back to Carlos's point, and he's right about the hype building onto hype train. The problem is tripping out of that hype train doesn't work when you fumbled your initial impression. And that's what's happened here. It's happened with the Xbox One, the Dan Matrick, debacle, PS3, get two jobs, like that kind of thing. You can't trip up with your initial impression. The Wii U with the tablet, just showing it and not showing the console. So how you created complete brand confusion. You can't trip out of the game. You have to have solid messaging. And the thing is, they had solid messaging right up until everybody found out how much it cost. And then that hype train derails. And then how do you recover from it? So that's where, I don't know who IGN talked to, the former Nintendo PR said they're in panic mode. But I agree with that. It would absolutely be in panic mode. You know, because they have to now figure out how to retool the messaging and stuff to ease people into this pricing if they're not going to change it, which I doubt they are initially. They're not going to change it until they start seeing the first quarter of sales.
Yeah.
After it launches. And that is when they will reassess. They're not going to reassess now. They just have to convince you that it's worth buying and that they've done a poor job of that initially. So see what happens.
Yeah. Not to derail. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Carlos.
It's going to be interesting because part of the conversation, and you guys mentioned it, is the comparison with PlayStation 5. And you guys don't mention Xbox, so I'll put it in the conversation. But, you know, we also got to take that into account. They're five-year-old systems. So, you know, whatever luster they had at the beginning, that's not as is not there as much anymore, even though they're still more powerful than what the Switch 2 is going to be, I think. We'll see in 2 years, and obviously this is a different conversation. It's not really related to what Chris mentioned, but we'll see in 2 years when the new systems come out for PlayStation and Xbox. They're going to be $700.
Yeah, I agree with that. By the way, real quick, just so you know, because we're talking about the exclusives. So PS5, 13 exclusives so far. PS4, 58. PS3, 180. PS2, 514.
That's what I thought. I knew it was in 100.
Yeah, and PS1, 454. So, yeah, it's just been, with the exception of PS2, when it went up, it's just been downhill. It's crazy.
Well, because the games have been costing more to develop.
That's
and
right.
So it's costing more, and then it's like, all right, well, we got, I don't know, $13 million back in the day. That'll make you a whole bunch of games. Now that's like maybe one.
Well, now everything is live services.
Yeah, exactly. $13 wouldn't even pay for catering for these games now, you know? All right, kind of related, next question. Even though it's mainly about Xbox, but it's still related here. Will Xbox benefit from games potentially costing $80 and console prices going up? Will these circumstances with the Switch 2 and, you know, other games going up help Game Pass? That's a great question. What do you think, Adam? No, you go ahead.
I was thinking, because this goes back to what we were talking about, of how care about the
extended. Yeah.
If they care, then it's not going to change anything. Because they're like, well, you don't got the Mario Kart. You don't got the... But if you're just looking at just all those games overall, and you don't care about this, then Game Pass definitely pops out, especially if Microsoft is smart, really, like, just throw it out there and advertise. Hey, you're looking at these crazy $80 prices? Whoa, that's scary, right? Scary. Look what we have here. Hundreds of games. Play it on all your platforms. Play it on your PC, your phones, and that. All you need is a controller. You know, it's easier. It's easier pill to swallow. Monthly. Cancel anytime. And a lot of those games that they want to charge you $80, Cyberpunk and some of those other third parties, you know, Cyberpunk isn't on there, but it was at one point.
I think it is coming, isn't it? Eventually.
It was something. But anyway, they still got Call of Duty and all the that big titles, Indiana Jones and stuff. This stuff that can just entice people. Even especially now with the way prices and inflation, all the things that are going on, somebody's saying, maybe they want this way. They're like, not at this price. Just like what we were talking about, hold off. Let's wait until, for the time being, this Game Passing. Because even if with that, you're not even telling them to buy it. You know, they can just play it on their phone. Just get a controller. If you got a tablet, got an iPad, you install Microsoft Edge on it. There you go. You know, you're playing all those games.
Yeah.
It's all about the marketing.
Yeah, no, I agree. But remember, the question was like, I mean, the Switch 2, obviously, but the question was really like, if game prices overall go up, will Game Pass benefit? Because Xbox would be like, yeah, we know our games cost $80, but we have an alternative, you know?
Well, if you want to go in that, then what's stopping Game Pass from going up in price? Because then
that's what everybody's saying. Yeah.
Look, we got all these $80 games on here under this one plan. So you got to go up like $5-$10.
Yeah. But even, don't you think that would still be more enticing, $20 a month than paying $80 a game?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And again, we're talking about like across the board, if all games start costing $80, you know? It could definitely help. It won't hurt Game Pass. I'll say that. It won't hurt it. I mean, you know,
we saw this was with the Blu-rays.
Yeah.
When Blu-rays came out and they were pretty pricey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They great. The quality got a lot, but I remember they were like pretty up there, like $40-$50 just like that for me. And people were like, I'm not doing that. You know what? I'm just going to do this Netflix thing.
Yeah.
And I get unlimited Blu-rays, or you could set like two or three and then you can come back. And that's what people were doing. They just went through the subservice. Set up panels prices, and eventually it killed that market. Yeah, you could go buy Blu-ray, but they're cheap now. They're like $20.
I mean, Blu-rays weren't that expensive.
I remember buying a few. I still have some, and they cost me a pretty penny, at least $40. I got a Gladiator one, a little crazy edition.
Yeah. I mean, the most I've seen them for, it's like $30 for a regular one, not a crazy special edition. But yeah, but to your point, they were expensive. And I think they still are. Like, at launch, they still kind of are. But I've never seen them more than $30. But regardless, people are going to be like, why am I going to pay for $80 games? So I have this streaming thing or whatever for free, you know, and you don't even need a console for it in some cases. So it'd be like, why am I going to pay $500 console, get a fucking controller, get in my iPad or whatever. I don't know, you know, but I think if Microsoft plays their cards right, they could do very well from this situation. You know, if everybody decides to, because the thing is, again, I've said this before and people were mad at me, but it's just the truth. We were very lucky that game prices stayed as low as they have for like 20 years. They stayed the same for 20 years. That's unheard of, you know? So I'm not surprised that prices are going up. Remember, the $80 thing was already proposed before the tariffs. Nintendo was probably like, fuck, these motherfuckers are going to pay us anyway, you know?
But remember, the main reason why the price stayed is because the industry grew. Remember that for a long time, people, gaming was pretty much dead, but now you got all these people that were becoming gamers, right? There's the tournaments and all this stuff. You got the audience was out there. So they're like, well, could we raise the price? Yeah, but look at all the new people that are now in our space, now buying our content. All right, this is great. And then Phil, what was it, like a year or two ago, where he talked about how console gaming plateaued?
Yeah.
Like, we're not getting any new people. And this is it. They realized, all right, you know what? We got everybody in the pool now. Now what? Now what do we do? Well, raise the price, I guess. We're not getting new.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. All right. Anybody else have any thoughts on Game Pass potentially benefiting from this?
I mean, only if they market again.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. Like, Microsoft and Sony would have to capitalize on it, but Sony doesn't have any games coming out anytime soon. Microsoft could. They could just offer, just like make more deals for Game Pass and just offer it. Throw in like a month or two, like how they had the initial one. Was it $1 if you start or $2?
Yeah.
Initial
way
one?
Back.
That's right. Yeah. Had those promotions. Yeah.
Reinstate that. Yeah. Reinstate that right at the Switch launch. Reinstate that shit.
Yeah. I agree.
They put themselves on a tough spot if you think about it, because they made that deal with Nintendo for 10 years to put their games on there. So it's like, yeah, we're going to put these games on there and we see you're going to put your Nintendo tax on it. But you know what? We got our own service that we need to pimp out. So we're going to trash your shit.
I think we would have to put a pin in this conversation until the rumored Xbox handheld comes out.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when that would actually come to fruition, that competition. At this point, I don't think there's any competition. Just because, like you guys mentioned, Microsoft is just trying to release all their games to everyone else so they can make a buck anywhere they can, while Nintendo still has sort of a stranglehold on marketing and marketing their own IPs and releasing games. They just the competition doesn't really do that at this point.
Yeah. All right. Couple questions from Mr. Mob Hits, bruh. I had a kind of free phrases, but I'm still not sure what he's trying to get at here. If Nintendo can lower the Switch 2's price, how can it do so? Like, just do it. Isn't that, like, I don't understand the kind of the question. So, Chris, I don't know if you could
double check.
Just do it, right? Like, just lower it.
Nike.
You know?
Yeah, you could.
Lower they've done it before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You guys may have burst, but was causing a huge deficit in Nintendo years ago when it came for the DS? Is that
the 3DS?
The 3DS was because they had a stupid price, and what had happened? They pivoted.
Yeah.
So it's obvious they can do that stuff. They're fully capable. Granted, you know, Iwata is not the head of Nintendo. He passed. So they've done it before. It's not that unheard of. So
yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, I don't see the difficulty. It's like it's not like a Kinect that could drop or something. It's like you just get the console. All you have to do is just lower the price, just like they did with the 3DS. Simple as that.
Here's the thing, and they've already said they can sell that console for less.
Japanese one, yep.
Looking at the Japanese price, because the reason why, because, you know, obviously Japan is recession. Put out a console that's so expensive over there that would be interesting. So what they did is they region locked the damn thing.
They also region locked it because they don't want foreigners buying that shit.
Buying it, of course. Which means whatever their overhead for that console is utter fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that region locked version would already have factored in a profit margin for each sale of that system, right? So if it's approximately $340 for that system, right? Let's say it's like $40 per system. Let's say it was $300 is at cost, which I think is probably two manufacturing costs. But let's say it was $300, so they make $40 per. How much are they making on our system? $200?
Yeah.
Console profit, you know, or $150 if you buy the baseline. That's a lot. And then in Europe and Australia, it's even more. So their profit margin on that is huge. That's what you'd have to cut down. They will, Manny's right, but they won't do that until it's in market and it's underperforming. They won't
until they're fucking like they were the last.
Yes.
They were literally bleeding, and that's what
cut his salary in half.
He cut his salary so that he can save a bunch of jobs, and then they dropped the.
Didn't he do that bow too? Like to apologize or something? Or was that something
apologized.
Else?
Oh, hell yeah.
And then he took a 5 cent
pay. Yep, I remember that. So that's how they could do it, you know?
So they need to be utterly embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly.
In order for them to take the bow.
Yes.
You know?
All right, man. Another one from Mr. Mob Hits. This one's interesting. Are rumors of Nintendo's first party games going to PC now more credible because of the pricing debacle? Absolutely not. Nintendo wants to maintain complete control over its games. The last thing they want is Princess Toadstool fucking nude mods on PC and shit.
Oh, they'll never let that happen.
I don't know go ahead, Chris. Because this is
illegal battles going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
They're trying to kill emulation and stuff. They do not want you playing their IPs anywhere but their system. This is why they have this relentless legal battles going on. They've killed Yuzu, or they tried, killed Ryujinx. They went after Emu Paradise. They went after a bunch of other sites. They don't want you to be able to play their games. So the idea that they would even entertain selling them on like Steam or GOG, that would never happen.
No way.
Never happen.
Whoever came up with that rumor is fucking dumb. That's just one of the stupidest rumors ever. Nintendo putting their games on PC. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, not going to happen. Absolutely not going to happen. You know, no more to say about that. It ain't happening. What's up?
Well, Tony, the games will be coming to PC, but Nintendo won't like it.
This is a fact. This is a fact. They won't officially come to PC, but yes, they will be coming to PC one way or another. All right, here's an extra question, sponsor question from Assyrian Air Force, but this is coming to us from Lord Punisher, so thank you for sponsoring Assyrian Air Force question. And shout out to Assyrian Air Force, who's been joining us in the chat tonight. Chris, this one's for you, man. What are your thoughts now that your theory that Switch 1 games are emulated has been confirmed?
Yeah, I got to turn my tinfoil hat gold.
Right. You know, gold. You are right.
It doesn't... So my thinking on it is the same as when I made up the theory. It's a shame that it's like that. And I think it's going to create a lot of problems for them and a lot of problems for people with huge Switch libraries, right? Because you have to vet every single game against that emulation to make sure it works. And I guarantee there's plenty that don't work, right? So you got to see that
list.
That
did you see the list that came out? And it showed
no.
A whole bunch of games that were not going to work.
It's like over 100 games.
Big problem. You have to figure out what to do, because like, people are going to trade in. If they can't afford this price and they want to switch too, they're going to do a GameStop trade-in, which means you lose the ability to play those games natively to get a system that can't play them at all, which is pretty bad. That is a bad look. They've set themselves up for a huge headache. And I see the issue they had was probably... they worked with NVIDIA to come up with a custom chip. They wanted another a Tegra Super, and NVIDIA probably is like, we're generations past that, and we can't do that setup anymore. So they came up with another SoC and said, look, we'll just figure out emulation. We'll just put some Blackwell enhancements or whatever in here, and we'll figure it out. That's probably what happened. Now it's there, and they're testing it, and a lot of stuff doesn't work. And that's going to be a problem for a lot of people, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be a lot of buyer's remorse about trading in their systems, because you know people will do that to get this if they can't afford it. And then you trade in, and then you pop in, I don't know, whatever third party, like whatever is on Adam's list, take your pick, and it doesn't work. What do you, you'd be pissed off. You'd be furious. There'd be a ton of complaints. There'd probably be people just trying to return the shit because it's like, hey, I can't even play my shit anymore.
Yeah, you're right about that. By the way, and Chris, because I want to give you even more credit. Before we went live that night, there were actually a couple of websites, including Tom's Hardware, that did report that games were being emulated. So you came to that conclusion all on your own without reading any of that stuff, you know? So shout out to you. Yeah, like reports had already come out before we went live that night. Because basically a couple people, including even from my site, but I learned this the next day, they were at a round, there was a round table during that event and stuff. And someone asked about this and they said, yeah, the games are emulated. But you came to that conclusion without knowing any of that. So shout out to you. You know, the tea
leaves. You're saying that your site needs...
Carlos, get it ready. So all I'm saying is... Come on, Carlos.
The tea leaves were like slapping you in the face.
There you go.
Good stuff. Man, so you're saying that your site needs to source Chris Seeley?
Maybe they should, you know. No, I'm saying they came to the same. Chris came to the conclusion without knowing any of that stuff, you know.
No, it's a joke related to someone we know that I always request be sourced.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nobody needs to give me anything because I was speculating completely. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if that roundtable was Nintendo actually answering the question, that's great that they knew that. But I didn't. I just looked at the... It cemented me with the update pack and the Treehouse stream. I'm like, son of a bitch, you're emulating the games. I realized it when they were doing it. I was like, it's emulation. And that's when I said it that night. But yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then Tony sent me the articles the next day. I was like, oh, there it is.
There it is, yeah. And then I want you to answer this one, too, because, again, talking to Toolmaker, who's all in on this console, obviously. He thinks the prices are fine. He's okay with the game prices and everything. He's ready. And he said that why are people getting upset over games being emulated when that's what other systems do? Like, for example, Xbox, for Xbox games and Xbox 360 games, they're emulated. PS3, obviously, was emulating games. PS5 emulates games, you know, for PS2 and stuff. So, like,
there's multiple generations apart, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the difference. Like, PS3 and 360 were running on PowerPC, right? So they have to be emulated because they were completely different from x86 architecture. The systems we're running on now. But imagine if the Xbox One X had to emulate the Xbox One. You'd be like, what is happening? What did you do? Like, why would you do that? They're both similar hardware, right? Or if the PS5 had to emulate PS4, right? That's sort of a better comparison.
Yeah.
To say, oh, the PS5 is emulating PS2. That's three generations old. Emotion engine stuff, which is completely like far removed from x86 architecture. So that's why they have to emulate it. They're not the same. You have... custom NVIDIA hardware from 8 years ago versus custom NVIDIA hardware today. And that and obviously NVIDIA has bypassed the Tegra stuff. Like, it's long gone, and they've long changed their architecture and their low-level drivers and all that stuff. So they can't do what they did for the Switch anymore. And Nintendo might have asked for that, and they said, we can't do that. We're just going to give you this, and we're going to figure out how to emulate the advanced Tegra we get. And so far, it's not, working out too. But yeah, you can't make that comparison. Like, jumping 3-4 generations old, it's like, oh, the PC emulates a Super Nintendo. Of course it does. They're not even...
Yeah, I think that's why I want to ask you about that, because it's like, there's a reason why it's being emulated. Go ahead.
Also, Nintendo working with NVIDIA 8 years ago as opposed to Nintendo working with NVIDIA now is a completely different factor. NVIDIA is top 3 company in the world right now, so wouldn't be surprised to be like, no, you figure it out.
You got Jensen is like, I'm going to send my robots to go talk to you about this emulation stuff. I'm busy. I'm going to Vegas.
We have a related question about that, too. So I'm glad you brought that up now, that point. But we'll get there eventually when we get to Serial Nerd Force's main question. But first, we're going to go to Mr. Jolly Yellow Nerd. He goes, a while back, Steam said it was waiting for the next notable or major innovation to justify developing the next Steam Deck. Does a part of their strategy include waiting to see what Nintendo Switch does? No, it doesn't. I talked with Valve during CES, and I asked them why. You know, I asked them, like, hey, you guys said you're waiting for this next set of innovation. I'm like, you got all this new NVIDIA stuff. You got, you know, the Snapdragon. Like, you got all these new processors. Like, there's your innovation. Why not update it? And they said the specific innovation they're waiting for is to get a next-gen chip that could run at 8 to 15 watts. They don't want it to run, because most of the ones, like even Steam Deck, you know, Adam, you correct me if I'm wrong, they're like 30 watts. You could max them out, right? They don't want that because the battery life is just going to be destroyed.
You can overclock, you know? Yeah, but then you have to plug this shit in the whole time you play it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, yeah, you get top performance.
Yeah, so that's the specific innovation they're waiting for. They're not waiting to see what Switch is doing. They're waiting for a chip that's like efficient enough that could run their games at 8 to 15 watts. You know, obviously you want to overclock it, you can, but that's what they want at a minimum, you know? So again, that's not the reason. But good question regardless. All right, next question. And this one is about Switch 2 specifically. It seems Nintendo is banking on Mario Kart World to be its killer app for Switch 2. Could any other announced games be a sleeper hit that even Nintendo didn't expect to sell gangbusters?
Is that Party One? Launch one?
Which
Party
one?
Game? There was some, is it Mario Party or whatever? The one that had a bunch of mini games.
No.
Is that
a launch title? It was an update of an existing Switch game.
For this, it's just announced games, so we could go beyond the launch lineup. Beyond.
Because usually those do very well.
Yeah.
Because they would have like bowling and all those other little party games. So it's something, it takes you back to the time of what made the Wii U popular, right?
Yeah.
Is that it had all those party games and people come over and like, all right, let's do some tennis. Yeah, grab this. And so I could see something like that. And Mario Kart, it makes perfect sense because that, till this day, they said that had the highest attach rate to all the Switches that they had out there. Everybody has a Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's not just Mario Odyssey. No, they don't. They have Mario Kart. So yeah, they makes sense.
Yeah, well, he's asking what games besides that, because obviously that's
gonna be, but that's what I'm saying. I can think of is that party game. That's the only thing I can think of, because I'm thinking something that is out. We could say a Zelda, but still, that's people that are into those type of games. But when you do those party games, that's like anybody comes over, yo, I'm not into games. No, but this is fun. Look, you know, the bowling, you know, baseball, you got bats. Oh, all right, why not? You know, I had some drinks, let's go for it.
Kay.
Yeah, and then it works. So then I could see people buying that as another thing to play when people. Back in the day when a lot of people used to play board games or Jenga, got people coming over, have some drink. Oh, let's play some Jenga. Let's play some Monopoly. Well, a little party game. I can see one of those things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because the only other games I can think of, they're surefire hits. Donkey Kong's going to sell. Metroid Prime's going to sell. But out of all these games I saw announced, I'm like, I don't know about any of these being breakout hits. Like maybe the party game, like you're right. It's like, all right, let's get drunk, you know? All right. So there you go. Asir and Air Force got a couple questions here. Will handhelds like Steam and Asus ROG Ally benefit from the Switch 2 and its games costing so much? Potentially, yeah. I mean, you could get the Steam Deck right now, the regular one, the LCD one, not the OLED one, for $399, bro. $399, and the games are cheap, you know? So it's like, go ahead, Adam.
I was going to say, just to go back to what Carlos had brought up before, it's like, well, if anyone's interested in those games and stuff, they would have already had it. So if any of these big games like this, like Cyberpunk, all these other ones that are coming to Switch, people that were fans of that already know that they can play it on the go. Because yeah, they were looking in like, hey, how can I play this on the go? Well, you play it on ROG Steam Deck. And if you get for like $30 on some of these sites, Green Man Gaming and stuff, they all have them on sale cheap. And that's the other thing. When you hear $70, even if third party $70, even if they say six, that's too much. When you know you can get it cheaper, no one likes to be suckered, right? No one likes to say, hey, look what I just bought. Someone says, I got that too for $20 less. Like, oh, you know, nobody likes that feeling. So to know that it's right there in your face, that it's that much, and everyone else is like, oh, this is on sale on all these other platforms. And we saw that. We always called it the Nintendo tax, right? Where all those games, I remember a notable one. And it was Rockstar, they even said it was a no tax. I think they actually branded that name. Was when L.A. Noire came out.
Yeah.
And everywhere else, it was like $40 and on launch. And it was $50 on Nintendo. And people were asking, well, what is pricey? Why'd you do that? And somebody replied, Nintendo tax. And
we talked about this when the Switch 1 launched. And I always get the name wrong. But was it Binding of Isaac? I always forget the name of that stupid game.
Binding of Isaac, yeah.
Binding of Isaac. That game was like what, $60 when it came out, and it was like $10 on Steam or something ridiculous. So yeah, that's Nintendo for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You know, again, I think if you're like brand new to handhelds and shit, you're going to be like, hey, wait a minute. I could buy the Switch for $449 and $80 games, or I could buy, you know, a Steam Deck, you know, or any of these other systems for less. And like Brian said, there might be ways to play Switch games. So, you know, you never know. You never know.
Oh, we do know.
We know, but we're not going to say it. Yeah, no, Throwdown exactly. does not it's condone, gonna, you know, no, such no, actions.
No. But we know. It's just the way it is with PCs. You know, almost everything is pretty much emulated on a PC. Because almost every type of software is made on a PC.
Yeah, because you buy an ROG Ally for like $5.99 and shit. Yeah, it's more, but the games will be cheaper. And you know, if you're sly, you might be able to play some of the Switch games as well. You know?
But that's the big selling point right there. You just said it: the pricing of games. So even if just the hard tip than that, you're saving money in the long
run. In the long run, yeah.
Because not only are whether the game's cheaper now, you know that all these online stores are option, you know, reduced price and tax deductions where they don't even charge you tax. I mean, you're going to save money on this eventually. As opposed to if you know Nintendo, especially with their first party stuff, they don't ever go on. They'll do like a minor, like, okay, $10 off, but then they put it right back. They don't go on a permanent.
Yeah. Brian, what are your thoughts, bro? Oh, he's not talking. All right. What's up, kid? Go ahead, bro.
I'm in agreement. I think this will positively affect other handhelds just because of the pricing. It's such a massive difference. I mean, it's hard enough to justify like 70, so now it's going to be like 80 and 90 possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a big blow for most people, and especially if it's games that are already out now at half the price, even if that in some places. So it could potentially drive other people just say, you know what, I don't need this. I'll just buy something cheaper.
Yeah, that gives you more options. Yeah.
Then the other side, it's still the Nintendo exclusives and how much power they have for you. So I don't know how much that will factor into things. I mean, people like their Mario Kart.
Yeah.
So maybe that might be enough to sway them to swallow that pill and accept it.
What's going on, Kid Shack? He goes, I know many people that spend thousands on PC so they don't have to spend money on buying games. Or, you know, we don't condone that, you know, but they do save money on games for sure. You know, go on Steam, always have those sales, bro. You'll make out like a bandit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Legally make out like a bandit, legally.
Oh, yeah.
All right, another one from Mr. Assyrian Air Force. Will NVIDIA, which supplies the processor for Switch 2, allow Nintendo to drop the price? NVIDIA can't tell Nintendo what to do, bro.
I don't care.
Yeah, they can't tell them what to
they
do.
They designed the chip for
they
them,
designed
but they
it,
can't
that's
tell
it.
Them how to price it.
Exactly, yeah.
Price fixing is incredibly illegal.
So yeah.
You can't do that. One company can't tell another company, this is what you have to sell it at. That's called price fixing.
Yeah, so certain for, I don't know where you got that idea, but that's, yeah, very illegal. That's not a thing, you know?
Nintendo could sell for a dollar. They don't give a shit. NVIDIA got their money for making the chip, then.
Yeah, TSMC has the final control of the price of the chip, but not the console. You know, we're talking about the console here. And it's serious enough for us. I edited your thing here because you said they're making a CPU and GPU for Switch. No, it's a processor. It's an APU.
It's a SoC. Yeah.
It's
APU.
Exactly. So it's one chip. All right. So yeah, NVIDIA, I know they're the biggest company in the world, like Carlos said, but no. they're not telling Nintendo that shit. All right. Got a couple here from Mr. J. Shep. Another one about handhelds. With tariffs affecting the Switch 2's pre-order plans, could Asus's plan, you know, upcoming Xbox handheld be similarly affected? Could be. I'll say this though, and this is some like insider stuff because obviously I talked to Asus, right? They were gonna release. They were very proud of this, right? This really nice laptop for $899. And I, you know, I got to see it last year, right before CES. They always have like a pre-CES show in New York. Got to see it, for beautiful laptop. And they were very proud of the fact, like, we're going to sell this laptop for $899. Trump gets in the office, tariffs get announced. They're like, yeah, we can't sell this shit at $899 anymore. like we're going to sell you the laptop. It's just not going to be $899. So, it could affect it, but I will say this, though. We don't know the pricing of this handheld yet. We have no idea. So it's possible, this is just me theorizing, it could potentially cost something right now, and they're like, nope, jack up that price, you know? But we don't know. We don't know because they didn't announce the pricing. There's rumors going around that they wanted it to be at $5.99. We'll see about that. You know, and the justification it could use is like, hey, even our competitors don't sell shit this cheap generally. You know, if they like, if they want to compete with the ROG Ally X, that's of $6.99, I believe. You know, so yeah, I think it's gonna probably be affected in some way, but we don't know the original price of the system, so we can't say for sure. You know, move your factories to Vietnam, bro. That's it. All right, another question. This one's for me specifically. And I'm guessing because, you know, I'm in a fucking wheelchair. What are my thoughts on the wheelchair game for the Switch 2? Looks cool. You know, it reminds me of the soccer game a little bit.
Rocket League?
Rocket League. Like Rocket League for wheelchairs and stuff. And I like how you kind of like use the controls for like not only the rolling, but also like the shooting and shit. The one thing that bugged me was, and again, I don't know if this is like a thing with like professional wheelchair racing, like in the trailer, like they put the ball in their lap and roll. I'm like, you're not dribbling it? Like, okay, just so you guys know, when I was back in high school, like even though I was in regular classes, I would take, you know, the yellow buses with those special ed kids to go home. But my class would always end at 1 o'clock. I have 2 hours to kill. So we just played basketball for 2 hours. We dudes in wheelchairs all dribbling the ball the whole time. So I'm like, do you not dribble the ball? This is kind of weird, you know, because like maybe again, that could be like an official thing now where like you just don't dribble the ball. But I'm like, that takes away the you know, the complexity of it. Like, you know, you want to have a chance to fuck up, you know.
Well, like it's all about the rebounds.
Yeah,
that's it. Right? When the ball bounces back, it's like, right, who can roll to get to the ball?
I always remember 1 second before you were going to throw the ball in.
No, if you see the trailer, because again, I don't.
No, I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it when real will. There was the, and they put it in their lap, and then they do the thing.
Oh, I never did that. I was dribble, 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 shoot, you know? So I don't know if that's changed, but yeah, you know, the game looks fun, like robot wheelchair dudes and shit. Very, I consider this game like the arms for the Switch 2, and maybe that could be a hit. Who knows? Motherfuckers doing some crazy.
Is it a hit?
Not really, but people liked it. Actually, I think it sold well just because there was nothing to buy, you know. And there, like the whole stadium is like filled with the court has like a ramp, so it's like motherfuckers doing all this crazy Tony Hawk shit. Like, that's pretty cool, you know. I will say this as a joke: I'm waiting for a white woman to be offended in my case. You know, for in my defense and shit, because you know what's gonna happen. Oh, this offense is, you know.
I maybe not, because at least it's representation. You know, I can't recall. I was thinking about like the game that I can
Sly Cooper 3, I believe the turtle. But since you brought up, here's the thing, because obviously, and I'm just sorry if I get a little political right now, right? I am not one of those people that quote unquote needs to feel represented. You know what I identify as? I identify as Tony Polanco. Yes, I'm in a wheelchair, but it's not my identity. Like if your superficial, like, you know, exterior, your skin color, your sex, your handicap, if that's your fucking like identity or what you identify, yeah. That's, you're boring. You're fucking boring. You know, it's like, you like, bro, that shouldn't even be like a personality. It isn't a personality trait, you know? But, so I'm pretty sure some people were like, oh yeah, like Tony, would you like, do you find this offensive? No, it's a fucking little game. Who cares? You know, it looks like fun. It looks fun. You know, like would I play it? Probably not, just because I don't play Rocket League either, you know? But I think it's kind of cool. I like the way they're using the controls, you know? Because again, my unimaginative ass was just imagining, oh, they're going to use it for RTS games. But no, there's other stuff you could do with it. By the way, one of the guys in the office who played the game, he went to the event. He was like, yo, Tony, I got to give you respect, man. My arms got tired as fuck. I don't know how you do this shit all day. You know, I'm like, well, I'm not running around fast all fucking day, you know?
Yeah.
But,
it's funny when that game got announced. I said, watch people at the office ask you about that game.
Yeah, it was one guy asked me about it. He just said, yo, how the fuck do you do this all day? You know?
And then the other thing, I can bouncing the basket and they bounce.
Okay, so it's just this game then doing that shit.
It's just this game. But the thing is, how do you
steal the ball?
How do you know? Yeah, like how do you?
How do you steal a ball? You roll up on a motherfucking steal it.
I'm not talking about that. But like, you're bouncing, you're handed like this with their hand. They simplified it.
Yeah, you mean for the game? Yeah, like because I was wondering, like where you're doing that? Do you, are you constantly pressing a button? Because like, you know what I'm saying? And
they're giving you only two actions, pulling action.
Yeah, and also the high five action. You could do that. The game looks fun. You know, I don't like if there are going to be people offended. Shut the fuck up. It looks fun. You know,
I thought it was fascinating. Okay, but they want to give you a little bit. I did point out one side, a flaw about that game. Is that you always have to have a soul?
Yes. Yeah. You like? I guess your lap, either, maybe. Like,
I don't know if you. I don't know if you do it in your lap, but I'm sure you want it on a hard. So I would think me on a coffee table. And the only other way I can other see it is
get on the floor, sit down on the floor, and fucking
sit on the floor, you know? And do it. You sit on the floor, or you have it like have it sit on a table, just the handheld. Do it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And this is off topic. Because again, watching that whole thing, I'm like, wait, you motherfuckers ain't dribbling anymore. It made me think of what's happening. You know, the conversation happened with fighting games now is like about simplifying controls because the League of Legends fighting game, they don't have motion controls. And people are like, huh, what? You know, like to do a special move, you just press the button. Just press a button. And people are like,
yeah, there's a one button. Yeah, there's a one. A couple of games have that one button too.
Yeah.
Which I don't. I mean, ethically.
I agree.
Street Fighter kind of did this.
Street Fighter does do it. If you put it in modern controls, you actually get that. Again, this is the Switch podcast. I'm not going to get into that, but there was a really good explanation from this from James Chen. He's like a longtime Street Fighter 2 commentator, and he explained why motion inputs are good and they're necessary, you know, in fighting games. But yeah, Drag X Drive or Dragon Drive. I got no problem with it. Looks cool. All right. Next up, Kiss Shack, my man. With tariffs now, you know, happening, I like this question. With tariffs now happening, did Nintendo choose the absolute worst time to release a console, or did the PS5 and Xbox Series X launch at an even worse time during the pandemic? No, because remember that benefited those systems. Right? Like when PS5 and Xbox came out and Switch had already been out, but all three systems all benefited from the pandemic because the government fucking locked you in your home, basically, you know, so they all benefited. This was horrible fucking timing. This was the worst time to announce this fucking system. If they announced it the week before, things may have been a little better, but bro, whoo, wrong fucking timing. You know, so this was absolutely worse, you know, because here's the thing. Although, you know, with the pandemic, you obviously had to wait a lot longer and stuff. This, they could nip it in the bud next week if companies decide, okay, we're just going to manufacture in America. No tariffs. So this shit could end faster. But yeah, this was a bad day. It was the same fucking day, bro. It's the same day, you know? So yeah, that was way worse timing in the pandemic. Absolutely. Oh, right. And we got the final question of the night here from Alpha Chuck. He goes, slow news week, but I'll try to think of something. He goes, how will Dusk Bloods perform with From Software's netcode and Nintendo's online services? Does that seem like a recipe for disaster to anyone? Yeah. Yeah, it does. Oh, man. Does anybody like with more know-how on this like want to get in on it? Because I've never played Nintendo games online, so I don't know, but I hear it's shit, but I hear it's good in some cases. So I think it's probably going to be bad, but that's what I think, my uninformed opinion, you know. Brian, what do you think, man?
Funny enough, I've never played a online Nintendo game, an online FromSoft game.
Oh.
So I have no opinion on it.
Yeah. Like, we have knowledge of From Software players, obviously. Half of us in here are. But I've never played a Nintendo game online, so I don't know. But Kishago's, the service on Smash, from what I've heard, is bad if you're on Wi-Fi. But what about if you're on, like, Ethernet? Like, I wonder if it plays better.
No, Smash Brothers is notoriously bad.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is. Like Mario Kart, they have their netcode locked up, so it's always a Smash has always been bad, except if you play local. And third parties, it's a crapshoot. I don't know what they do. Like I think Monster Hunter Rise ran fine on the Switch.
Rise, yeah.
But you know, I don't know how this will run. And From Software, their stuff has been pretty solid. You know, for all we've played,
yeah,
you know, all the Souls games, Bloodborne and Elden Ring lately. It's all been solid, so, but we never seen them do this type of game. This kind of like PvP hero battle royale. So it could be good, it could be bad. I'd say just flip a coin and see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it's prepare for pain, you know. By the way, apparently, and Richard, I think you're the one that pointed this out, that it looks like Dust Bloods may not be a full exclusive.
It sent the IP thing from Japan.
Okay, yeah. So break this down,
Chris. From Software owns the IP for Dust Bloods. So it's not a Nintendo IP. It's not a joint IP. It's From Software's 100%. That most likely means this is a timed exclusive.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. We could be wrong, but I think that's a good way. Because remember, Sony owns Bloodborne. They own that IP, you know? Yeah. So if anybody thought that this was a Bloodborne spiritual successor, nope. All right, you know what? Since we still got a little bit of time, I'll ask the leftover questions. Not about Switch, but, you know, we still got a little time to kill. Black Mage. This one, I'm not really sure what he's referring to, but I'll ask it and see what happens. Do you think paid upgrades need to go away, especially if there are no additional features or content? I wish he would have given an example here. Paid upgrades.
Is he talking about the Switch games, the old Switch games that are ported over to Switch 2?
You have to pay to upgrade those games.
Yeah, let me look at the original that's not edited, because I think, Carlos, I think you're right about that.
Well, you know what? And if that is the case, then it should go away, because Microsoft did that for a while. Remember Smart Delivery? If you bought a game on the old one, then it would automatically upgrade you. It was only for like that first year or so.
Well, that was part of my, I know it is Smart Delivery, but those are the same game.
Yeah.
I think the update pack is actually them rebuilding the old game on hardware.
Oh, never mind. I read the question as it is. Actually, I didn't edit it, so I don't know what he's referring to, you know.
But they could not charge for it, because I mean, yeah, they do have to rebuild, but they're only doing it with first party stuff, so they should be on them to optimize it, but they're charging you for time. And then if you look at the upscaling, like when they had the treehouse and you saw Breath of the Wild side by side, they're leveraging all the DLSS stuff. They're not putting in 4K texture packs and whatever in there. I think they're just having the APU figure it out and upscale things. So in that case, it's kind of cheap. It's like you're charging people $20 to fix your mistake or your short-sightedness. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, and then the real last question of the night from Mob Hits. Would gaming be dead without Japan? Absolutely. Nintendo saved it, man. You know, in the West it did. Here's the thing people don't talk about. Gaming never crashed in the East. It never did, you know. It was on a nice, steady upward climb. It crashed in the West, obviously. But yeah, Nintendo saved that shit, absolutely. And currently, I would say right now, I would argue the Japanese games are keeping shit afloat in the industry. Look at Monster Hunter, for example. You know, compared to a fucking flop like Richard's favorite game, Concord, you know. So definitely
four copies,
you know. But
get that trash out of here.
But you know, I want to bring it back to a point that you made, Chris, that the irony, right? And this is obviously hypothetical, and we don't want this to happen, right? But imagine if now that Nintendo's putting out $80 games, other developers decide we're going to put out $80 games too, and then people go, fuck this, we're done. That could cause another game crash. So the irony would be Nintendo saved the industry and it destroyed the industry. Full circle, baby. You know, that would be wild, bro. But yeah, no, Japan is goated right now. Like, again, all the games, I'm not going to say all, but most of the games that I've enjoyed in the last couple of years have been of the Japanese variety, and, you know, Korean game too, you know, and Black Myth Wukong Chinese game. Western games just don't do it for me. There's exceptions, obviously. I really, really enjoyed Indiana Jones, and you know your boy's going to get down on that motherfucking Doom, you know? Exactly, Tony. I agree with that. But yeah, so Japan, shout out to Japan.
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 Emergency fee.
Yeah, shout out to Japan, but don't shout out, but no shout out to Japan for the Switch pricing. Can't condone that. Yo, Adam, I really think like in like a year time they're gonna lower the pricing to see them like bowing their heads and shit. You know, just like with the 3DS. That was such a wild video. Like these motherfuckers just bowed, bro. And didn't Sony do the same thing? For they fucked up. Oh, it was the network going down for 3 weeks. Yo, when they bowed down, they were there for like a minute. They're like, what? You know? Like, yo, man, so you help cast Harai out, bro. Fuck. This is crazy, you know? All right, good stuff. Let's start wrapping up here. Adam, you got a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
I always have a lot of stuff now these days. This is crazy, crazy. Let's see. What do we got? We'll start off with. I have a new YouTube channel. It's a... The TV Terminal, talking TV, doing full weekly show recaps and
reviews. You should have called it TV Talk.
There's already a TV
Talk. Oh, motherfuckers.
There's a TV Talk, and Manny remembers I almost went with TV Land. Or the
oh, okay.
TV
can't Land. Do that. Can't do that.
Oh, no, that's Nickelodeon.
They own any combination of TV and Land put together.
Shit. TV Terminal's good. I like TV Terminal.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, you roll up on 71st Street Continental and shit, take the E-train there.
There you go. That's it. You get off on the F-train. There you go. You know, so right now we're covering Mobland. The Paramount Plus exclusive that has Tom Hardy in it and stuff. That's a really good mob show out in the UK. Guy Ritchie production, so you know what that's all about. You know, a lot of British slang, blah, 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 you know, all that job you. Start stabbing people and chopping them up and putting them in boxes and shipping them all the place. It's a wild show. It's fun. It's a good one. So that's what we're doing there. What else we got? We got I Am Negan coming back within a few weeks.
Nice.
At first, I thought it was this month, but it's actually not this month. It's May, the first week of May. So definitely got to get that up and rolling again, and that'll be up back on the Coalition. So to that, what else we have? Oh, another thing, I'm going to be covering The Last of Us, Part 2, the Season 2 for HBO, that, right? And that's going to be fun because from what I was told, and it's not really much of it. I mean, people, and there's no embargo for this, so don't think I'm getting any. Word is that they changed some of the script from the game. So
I heard about that.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not really a big secret. So that's very interesting because I've heard to a lot of people, it's like, we already know the outcome. We already know. It's like, yeah, they know we know because that game came out years ago. But we also, they know that a lot of people did not like a lot of the outcomes in that game. Especially
that's fucking bullshit.
There you go. So I'm really curious to see if they go down that path and make some of those unfavorable decisions that a lot of people were against in the game. And it sounds like they're going to make some changes. So I'm curious to see how that pans out. So we got that.
I wonder, they killed this actor.
That is a phenomenal
question.
It is a phenomenal question. And that's a question everyone wants to know, right? Is that going to happen? And maybe, and I have a feeling that that's probably one of the changes to the show. If it does, or maybe, I mean, for those who play the game, you know, when it happens fairly early, maybe it does happen in the show later on. Because what is not a secret also, part two is broken up into two parts, but in season wise. So part two, season two and season three are going to be the game part two.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So that's what they're doing with this. So even what if they bump it into season three that happens? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
What if see the Abby?
Well, that's what everyone was thinking because it makes sense because that's how the game was, right? Majority game one part you're playing as Ellie.
And she's already been cast.
Then they flips you off and now you're playing as Abby and that's when everybody tunes out. I'm like, I mean, what else is on TV? Doop, doop, doop. Oh, wait, Peacemaker's back. Let's go watch that. Doop. You know, they're going to move on. But the TV Terminal, check it out. It's on YouTube, brand new. Of course, the Coalition got a bunch of stuff there. We got some more game reviews. Rich is going to jump on now because he's been playing some stuff that is coming out. And then you already mentioned some other stuff coming, like Doom, Tony.
Yeah.
We're excited for Doom. That's going to be the butter game. I'm so thrilled about that game.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
The whole medieval, and it's like, I'm excited for it. But so check everything out. And, of course, everything that we're doing here is fun.
You already know. All right. Before I get to Rich, Kishak, we actually had a nice discussion about whether the Switch 2 will drop the price like the 3DS. So just listen to the show, you know, again. Again, we had a really good conversation about that because he's asking us, like, will they do it? Like, we talked about that already. And I think you'll enjoy that part. But yeah, Rich, what's coming up on the coalition this week?
Yes. Yeah, so first and foremost, do I sound clear? I hope I don't sound loud.
You sound perfect, man.
All right. I had to make sure because, yeah, I heard the playback on the last episode. So, yeah, sound really loud. So, all right. Well, first and foremost, yeah, I'm going to go along with what Adam said. Check out the TV terminal. As for the coalition, I've been playing a lot of games I can't really talk about yet. There's a lot of games coming out this month that I will be doing previews and reviews for. You will start to see some of that stuff, I want to say, within the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, then I can talk about some stuff. But as for stuff that is already up on the website, yeah, Adam did review The Last of Us 2 on PC, on Steam Deck. I recommend checking that out. I did review a couple of other things on the website. South of Midnight, that review is up on the website. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I wish I could say. I cannot say anything yet. Stay tuned to thecoalition.com. Plenty of reviews coming up in the next couple of weeks.
There you go. Good stuff, man. And we'll see what happens with gaming this week. It was very intense. So things may slow down, but you know, there might be more fallout from the Switch 2. We shall see. But you know, make sure you keep up with everything by checking us out on Twitch and Twitter, YouTube, following us on Discord, and also on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez, who probably has something to plug. You're muted.
You forgot to ask for the plug, but yeah, quick version of this.
I take your time.
I'm going to be at C this weekend, the 11th. So yeah, be at Artist Alley up there if you guys are in town. Come by, say what's up. Also, yep, Teenage Ninja Turtles, as always, is going to come out this month. I think it's Michelangelo. I think the next month, Raphael. So yeah. All kinds of good stuff. I'm going to have some turtly stuff at my table. I have the 40th anniversary comic book, you know, ready there for you to sign. I'm going to have a special change back in the a 20-year-old print thing that I did from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003 Tribunal cover. Be there with a Gambit picture, all kinds of fun stuff. So, yeah, keep an eye out on my social medias because during the week. And, yeah, hope to see you there.
Yo, man, don't forget about Ninja Turtles meets Naruto, you know.
Oh yeah, Ninja Turtle, Teenage Mutant Naruto, would were by and myself. So a lot of that one is out now. Very, very, very rare because that is a retailer. Good luck finding that one. I apologize for its rare.
Yeah, you can't help that, man. It's so good. So yeah, go buy it. But yeah, now we're really done. So I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time,
Chris Seeley. Oh,
hey, take care,
there
everyone.
There he is, Adam Vail.
Have a good week. Check out Daredevil. If anyone's watching Daredevil, it's picking up for me. I'm enjoying it.
All right. Carlos Romero.
You already know. It's the manga guy.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Majoma.
Let's see what studios get shut down by Ubisoft this week.
Brian, remember, Ubisoft is doing just fine. They had 3 million players on fucking Assassin's Creed Shadows, and then Tencent bought 25% of the company. They're doing just fine.
Oh, Tony, there's one more question.
Yeah.
How many players does have now?
I don't know. They haven't made an update in 5 days. You know, but how many players are on Steam right now? That's what I want to know. But we could talk about that after the show. All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. And Manny may be joining us from C2E2. We shall see what happens. You know?
Yeah.
Later.
Shaboom.